A small handwritten notice announced the position. Wanted, research assistant for project already underway. Student of literature preferred, Herbert B. Morning. A phone number appeared under the name and I called immediately. Before I could properly introduce myself, a man with a beautiful voice gave me an address on Amsterdam Avenue and told me to come over as soon as possible. A massive wooden desk stood in the center of the room, and on it were perhaps a dozen boxes of various sizes. And what does Mr. Morning need a research assistant for? For a kind of biography, he said, for a project about life's paraphernalia. Its bits and pieces, treasures and refuse. I need someone like you to respond freely to the objects in question. I need an ear and an eye, a scribe and a voice, a Friday for every day of the week, someone who is sharp, sensitive. You see, I'm in the process of prying open the very essence of the inanimate world. You might say that it's an anthropology of the present. I asked him to be more specific. I found myself in possession of a number of her things, just common everyday things. They seemed charged with a kind of power. At times I almost felt them move with it, and then after several weeks I noticed that they seemed to lose that vivacity, seemed to retreat into their thingness. So I boxed them. You boxed them? I said. I'll explain everything, he said. He took a small tape recorder from a drawer in his desk and pushed it toward me. Listen to this first. It will tell you most of what you want to know. While you listen, I leave the room. He stood up from his chair and walked to a door. A large yellow cat appeared from behind a box and followed him. Press play, he commanded and vanished. When I turned on the tape, a woman's voice whispered. You want descriptions of that girl's things, is that it? I don't understand what a recorded description has to do with your project as a whole, or why the woman on the tape was whispering. The whisper is essential because the full human voice is too idiosyncratic, too marked with its own history. I'm looking for anonymity so the purity of the object won't be blocked from coming through, from displaying itself in its nakedness. A whisper has no character. You want to know about her, is that it? Aren't there more direct routes for finding out biographical information? Not the kind of biography I'm interested in. In the evening, I edited my work and then read it into the machine. Whispering bothered me. I made the words clandestine, foreign, and when I listened to the tape, I didn't recognize my own voice. And when I heard it, I blushed with a shame I still don't understand. Is there something you want to remember about this girl? I asked. A memory of a whole world, he said. What is it you're after then? I think you've failed to understand the nature of your task. I hired you precisely because you know nothing. I hire you to see what I cannot see, because you are who you are. I don't pretend that you are a blank slate. You bring your life with you, your 19th century novels, the fullness of your existence in every respect. When you look at the things I give you, when you write and speak about them, your words and voice may be the catalyst of some undiscovered being. Something appears before you, an image. If you admit that I bring my own association to the descriptions, why shouldn't I bring my own baggage to the facts of her life? He gave me another box. Inside the second box was a... That night I worked for hours on the description. Where did you get it? I asked. You can't resist, can you? You're dying of curiosity. Why? I said. Because, my friend, I wasn't giving you the facts at the time. I was just giving you a story. One story among a host of possible stories. A little yarn to amuse you and to keep you coming back. A thousand and one tales. I watched him as he placed the tape recorder in front of him on the desk and turned it on. He leaned back. After a brief interval of static from the machine, I heard my voice come from the other room. Why these things? Where did you find them? The things, the tapes, all your talk. I don't know what you do with them, how to understand them. The tape was still on. There's nothing more to say. The story is yours, not mine. What do you mean? I mean that you invented the story yourself. It belongs to you, not to me. You already chosen an ending, a way out. I suppose it's inevitable that you want satisfaction.